There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
With the possibility of nuclear missiles coming at us from Iran and North Korea, the time has come to fulfill President Ronald Reagan's vision of building an anti-missile defense to protect us against incoming missiles from anywhere in the world. Enemies change, but the duty of our government to protect the lives and property of American citizens against any attack remains constant. It was on March 13, 1983, that President Reagan televised a remarkable national speech from the Oval Office. He called on the United States to develop and deploy a new family of weapons, down her attempt to reject biology textbooks that failed to meet the standard of showing both strengths and weaknesses of Darwinian evolution. So, Terry Leo recruited and worked for new school board candidates who could be trusted not to censor out the good science that opposes Darwinian evolution. The elections for state school board became quite a battleground as she supported new candidates and the pro-evolution faction tried to defeat Terry Leo and the other school board members who sided with her. Terry Leo's campaign has won significant victories in putting good people on the Texas State School Board. Texas evolution battles have national implications. Publishers generally produce textbooks acceptable to their biggest customers, and Texas and California are their two biggest customers. It is a boon to the entire country when the Texas State School Board exercises diligent oversight in demanding high standards of objectivity toward all scientific theories. It appears that Darwin's theory of evolution cannot stand competition and remains protected by the school system and liberal academics in much of the country. The position of conservatives like Terry Leo is, teach more, not less, evolution theory, both its strength and weaknesses, and let the fittest theory survive.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and a man who says they told him he was gullible, and he believed them, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. You know, I don't watch a lot of television, but what little TV I watch, I spend my time between Andy Griffin, Sanford and Sons, and Link TV. Now, most of our listeners have not watched Link TV. It's on DirecTV, I know. It's on the satellite, and you see a lot of foreign films. By films, I mean newscast. You see much of it coming out of the Mideast. In other words, you see what Hamas puts on their newscasts, what Israel puts on its newscast, and then they do a lot of specials. Now, Link TV, it's hard to watch for some folks because they don't agree with the United States on very much of anything. But I enjoy watching it because you know how the rest of the world is thinking. And they did a special. It was about a two-hour special the other day, and I watched the whole thing just because I wanted to see what more they were going to say, and it was about global warming. And they went into details of global warming, like this is something that's going on all over the world, and everybody knows about it, and if you don't believe it, you're really a dingbat from outer space. And they talked about President Bush and how terrible he was because of global warming, and America is the worst perpetrator in this sin, and it's ruining Mother Nature, and America won't do anything about it. I am not totally convinced that the global is anymore. You know, I grew up in the 30s when it was hot, and I started farming in the 50s, when we couldn't get a stalk of corn to get much bigger than knee-high because it just got so hot and dry it turned white on us. We haven't had hot weather like that in recent years at all, at least not in this neck of the woods. So I'm really not convinced that global warming is global warming, but Dr. Michael Kaufman can pretty well prove that it is not. And we have with us today Dr. Mike. He is executive director of Sovereignty International, and he has a new DVD out, Global Warming, or is it Global Governance? Dr. Michael, good to have you as a guest on the show.
I'm glad to be back with you, Derry.
Have you ever watched Link TV?
No, I never have. Didn't even know it existed.
Are you on a satellite?
No, I'm on cable.
Okay, you probably can't get it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, but it's interesting. And they have some newscasters from Germany that they're really good, and they speak in English. Most of what you see on there, sometimes they have an interpreter, sometimes they have, they speak in their native tongue, but you have to read as fast as they're talking, which is a little difficult to do for a poor reader like I am. But anyway, you know, one of the first meetings I attended since I started the network, so it was 13 years ago, And I think you were probably there. Were you in Kansas City when Henry Lamb had that very first meeting on ecology and global warming and all that?
Yes, Henry and I have been doing that together now for at least 13 or 15 years.
Well, I was at the 13 years ago is when it was. We met in Kansas City.
Right, I remember.
And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that say, well, what you tell me what they say.
Well, I would say if you were to interview 10 people on the city street, 8 of them will say that man is causing global warming, and about half of them would be fanatic about it. But the fact is that man is very unlikely to be causing most global warming. Now, what I'm saying is that we are having global warming.
Do you think we, did you say we are, hold on just a second, did you say we are having global warming?
Yes. However, it's not being caused by man. It's part of a natural cycle. And this is the big difference. And that's why it's so confusing to people, is because you will find any scientist say that we're not having some global warming. But the problem is that those who proclaim it's man-caused global warming use corrupted data to prove their point. And secondly, that they use most of these climate models used on supercomputers and so forth that tell them, that prove that we're having global warming. And yet these supercomputers can't even predict what happened in the last 50 years, let alone what's going to happen in the next 50 years.
I was going to say, they can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow.
No, they can't, really. I mean, we haven't made improvements in meteorology, but they are still very crude instruments.
Now, you know, here's what I go by. And I have a little man in the bathroom that talks to me every day. And it's one of those weather, little weather shortwave radio things. And they go back and they give the high and the low temperature that's ever been recorded. And it's been recorded for over 100 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I remember so well the 30s and the 50s. And we haven't had heat like that since the 50s, not in my part of the country. And then they'll give the cold temperatures. And they'll talk about being, I remember back about 10 years ago, maybe it's 13 or 14 years ago, it was like we actually had not a chill factor, but here in Missouri, it was like 30 degrees below zero, and it stayed that way for 2 or 3 days over the Christmas holidays.
Yes, I remember that event. In fact, 20 years ago, 15 to 20 years ago, there was much colder temperatures, and they obviously thought we were heading for the next ice age. And the same language, the same verbiage was used in the media back then as is used now, except that they were proclaiming we're going to have the next ice age, not global warming. The only thing that's changed in the text of those news articles is the words global warming versus ice age. Other than that, the same alarmism and so forth was being expressed back in the 1970s and 80s. About the fact that we're heading for the next ice age.
All right, now your DVD does mention that you say there that we are having global warming. How do you know? What are you going on?
We're going on what is called substitute data, where you can actually use sedimentation and a variety of other things to estimate what the temperatures were back 150 years and beyond. Because we can't, obviously there are no thermometers before that time. But if you use this proxy information, what you can do is you can estimate by the number of species that are there, the type of species that are there, the type of crustacean activity in the oceans and so forth, roughly what the temperatures were at that time. And it's fairly, you know, I think that as far as its own data set is concerned, I don't think you can predict it to the actual degree.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Hang on. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 15 years, EvenStar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why EvenStar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Dr. Michael Kaufman. We're talking about his DVD, brand new DVD, titled Global Warming or Global Governance. But back to what we were discussing a moment ago, you mentioned species, and they can tell by the rock formation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, what was in the oceans during certain times. But, you know, species can adapt quite well, too.
Absolutely. But you put a lot of these together, literally hundreds and hundreds of these studies that's been done around the world, and what they found is that back in around 1700, from the period of about 1500 to 1800, there was what they call the Little Ice Age. It was about 2 degrees warmer, cooler back in those days than it is right now. They have records of the Thames River, and for instance, in London, freezing every year. They had ice parties on the Thames, a whole series of things. They had massive epidemics and plagues and so forth in Europe during that period of time. They had food or crop failures, whole series of things that was just an ecological and human disaster back in the 1700s because of this little ice age. And then you go back to around anywhere from 1100 to 1300, 1200, and you had what's called the solar optimum or the medieval optimum, which it was a degree to 2 degrees warmer than it is right now. And that's when you had the beginning, what led into the Renaissance and so forth. Things were fantastic in Europe and so forth. So there's plenty of evidence. You go back 5,000 and 8,000 years ago, and it was much warmer, by 3 or 4 degrees warmer than it is right now. So we're not experiencing anything different than what's been experienced in the past. And the polar bears did fine during those very, very warm periods without causing species extinctions and so forth.
You know, I look at the Shetland pony thing. I studied livestock genetics back many, many years ago, but I don't think God made a little bitty pony and put a lot of long hair on him just so he could survive on the Shetland Islands.
Yeah.
In other words, horses couldn't hack it on the Shetland Islands, and the little bitty ones that didn't need much feed and developed some long hair were the ones that survived. It was a genetic thing through
Absolutely.
Mutation of more hair growth and smaller size, etc. but you know, they're still horses. That you can't say that that's cannot say that is evolution. They're still horses. It's just animal breeding. But
yes.
But those sea creatures, I'm sure, did the same thing. The ones that were capable of surviving in colder water survived and reproduced.
Yep, and that's true. And there's no question that those things were taken into consideration. But the key point is here that it's been much warmer and much colder in the past than it is right now. And what we're experiencing is nothing more than out of natural variability. And the only real solid evidence that they had that we were truly experiencing a unique warming today that could be caused by man and carbon dioxide is computers, the models, which we have already proven can't predict what happened in the last 50 years, let alone what's going to happen in the next 50 years, and what is called the hockey stick. Now,
okay, let's go to the hockey stick after the commercial break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
And we have returned. Going into the commercial break, Dr. Mike, you commented on the hockey stick.
Yeah, the hockey stick is a series of temperature approximations that go back to around 1200 to 1400 A.D. And a group led by the name of Mann did this work. And what they found is that it basically eliminated the medieval optimum in 1200 A.D. and the Little Ice Age in 1700 A.D. and showed a very constant temperature right up until the 1950s and 60s when all of a sudden it just started to skyrocket. In other words, giving it the appearance of a hockey stick handle and the puck side of it. And the temperature just got skyrocketing today. And if you recall, all the news media, everybody, the IPCC, the International Panel on Climate Change, everybody heralded this as a definitive proof that we were having global warming. Well, last year, in 2004, a couple of Canadians, which I have come to know pretty well over the last 6 or 8 months, did a statistical analysis of that data. In fact, they would not allow the data to even be released until recently, and they found the whole thing was bogus. that it was a totally inappropriate statistical analysis, and no matter what kind of data, you could put some totally random data in there, and it would always come out with a hockey stick. And as a consequence, it was a major defeat for those who are claiming we're having man-caused global warming, because it's just not correct.
You know, do you know what cooling days and heating days are?
Yes.
My little man in the bathroom says there was two cooling days and one heating day, et cetera, and they give how many for the year. What does that mean?
It basically means that if you have fewer cooling days... I'm sorry, I'm getting some feedback from some other place. I'm not sure who is talking.
Yeah, well, we lost you there for just a minute. Jeff, we've got another problem with the system here. Okay, go ahead, Dr. Mike. Can we hear you?
Are we talking about heating days and cooling
yes,
days?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. The heating days and cooling days are those which you have either above normal amount of heating requirements or below, above normal amount of cooling requirements, depending on if it's winter or summer. And here in Maine, for instance, we have had very often too many heating days, heating days in the wintertime, and too few cooling days in the summer. In other words, we've had a very, very cool summer so far this year, and it's very abnormal to have us. We're typically in the 70s, and usually we're in the 80s and 90s. We're in the 90s today, but it's the first time all summer long.
Okay, so, see, when I look at that, and of course, you know, the globe is big, I grant you that, and I live in a little bitty part of it, but I think the whole world centers around me because I'm here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember back how hot it was during those hot summers, and it seemed like we had colder winters then, but there's a reason I think we had colder winters. The reason is that, we didn't have heaters in our cars. We didn't have insulated underwear. We didn't have insulated boots. The fire would go out at night, and you'd wake up in the morning, and they didn't have a fire in the stove. Things have changed considerably since then.
Yes. That's very true. That is very true. There's no question. And we have a very short public memory. Most people don't even remember back in the 1970s, for instance, that the headlines were proclaiming the next ice age. Usually anything that's more than 2 or 3 years old, most people don't even remember it, which is that's normal. I'm not saying it's good, bad, or otherwise. It's just that the fact that those who want to perpetrate an agenda and a hoax on people can do it very easily because most people don't remember what happened last week, let alone 10 years ago.
And a high percentage of our population is what, under 30 years of age or something?
Yes.
I can't remember.
A very high percentage. I don't know what it is, but it's a very high percentage.
Yeah, I've read it, but I can't remember either. But we have very few people. There's very few people living today, percentage-wise, that can remember anything about World War II. Most of them can't remember Korea.
Right.
I mean, they were born after that time. So, you know, we don't have the knowledge of having been there, done that.
That's correct. And one of the things that I really show on this DVD, and I'm not on it very much at all. In fact, most of my DVD is interviews with other scientists, experts, and other politicians, depending upon what the subject is, and showing very clearly that the science just does not uphold the global warming, man-caused global warming theory. It just doesn't. Instead, it really is looking like, and more, and they're trying to discredit it more and more as well, the idea that the sun is primarily responsible, not in its direct amount of energy that it exhibits, because that's been just shown that there's not enough energy being emitted to make that much change in the Earth's temperatures. But what happens is that the cosmic radiation from the explosions, supernovas and so forth of other suns, when they get to us, they actually cause greater cloud formation. And when they have greater cloud formation in the lower elevations, you have much more reflection of the sun's energy back out into space, and the Earth cools. When the sun is active, in other words, when you're having solar flares and mass corona ejections and so forth, on an 11-year cycle, all of a sudden those cosmic rays are pushed back out of the solar heliosphere, and there's not as much cloud formation, and you have more solar radiation reaching the surface of the Earth.
And we're going to take another break. Stand by. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's showtime at the Missouri State Fair.
Wow. Is that guy wrestling an alligator?
Why, it's Kachunga and the alligator, straight from the swamps of Florida. They're coming to the Missouri State Fair, and they're free.
Wow. Well, what more could you ask for?
Glad you asked. There's Mad Science's Funky Farm Works, the Hollywood High Dive Show, and the amazing Rainforest Experience. The Missouri State Fair has something for everyone, and a lot of it's free.
Come on.
Stop by the Bud Stage for great music, or sit back and relax at the Society Horse Show or the State Fair Queen Contest. There's hundreds of free exhibits, animals, and really cool stuff to see. And you can do it all for the price of admission, just $8. Where else can you have so much fun for so little money? Only at the Missouri State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Sedalia. It's showtime! Plan your fun. Visit mostatefair.com.
Friends, you need to get the book, The Late Great USA, by Jerome Corsi. It'll show you how the Security and Prosperity Partnership is the same kind of regional integration plan that led Europe to form the EU. Here's Jerome.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America certainly exists. It was declared in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005. President Bush, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and Paul Martin, then the Prime Minister of Canada, all did come out on the stage together and declare that we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The reason why George Bush has not secured our borders, even though we have a war on terror, for 6 years he's not secured the borders, is my argument is the Security and Prosperity Partnership was a promise by George Bush to open the borders, and that's what's happening.
To order The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi, send $28, check, cash, or money order to the Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Or, for credit card orders only, call 1-800-201-7892. Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, steel-span buildings can solve your storage needs, and more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this building.
It went together very easily, and I'm just so thankful to have a good building, and it doesn't leak, and the birds don't have a place to roost in there, and it's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Call Lou anytime you need to, and it usually works well.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Got a combine and baler and corn planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou. Don't miss out on my 50 by 50 August building special for $8,600. If you're looking for a bargain, this is it. Call me for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Friends, what are you waiting for? I'm convinced. Call Lou now.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, the one thing that money cannot buy is poverty. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Dr. Michael Kaufman. He has a new DVD out titled Global Warming or Global Governance. By the way, Dr. Mike, I'll apologize. We are in a relatively new studio, and the equipment in here resembles the front panel on a jet fighter plane. I mean, it's a mess, and we've had problems every day that we've been in here since we started a couple of weeks ago. But stick with us. Somebody, the engineer was in here again. We're going to get it. They are going to get it all figured out. Going into the commercial break, you were talking about the sun and cosmic radiation in an 11-year cycle.
Yes, there's been a lot of research done the last 15 years on the fact that cosmic radiation from other exploding suns out in the universe are probably what causes a lot of our cloud formation. In fact, they can actually measure this. It's almost a 98% correlation. the more cosmic radiation, the more cloud formation, and the less sun energy actually reaches the Earth's surface to warm it. And when the sun is not active, it allows this cosmic radiation to penetrate into the lower atmosphere of the Earth, and you have more clouds, less solar radiation. When the sun is more active, and it has been increasingly become more active during the 20th century and into the 21st century, what you're finding, or what they're finding, is that the solar winds actually push this cosmic radiation back out in, or back away from the heliosphere. And when that happens, we have less cloud formation, and therefore less solar reflection, and more solar warming, because the sun is actually reaching the Earth's surface.
Now, your video, your DVD, you talk about this.
I do, and give you diagrams and show you exactly how it works. It's a phenomenal process. It probably doesn't explain everything, because there are other factors involved, but it sure explains a lot more than carbon dioxide ever has in the past. In fact, all of the graphs that you see, and Al Gore proclaiming that carbon dioxide caused all the warming in the past or the cooling in the past and so forth, is hogwash. That's not the way it happens, folks. It just isn't. And that's one of the things I go into great detail on, is the fact that carbon dioxide changes follow changes in the Earth's temperature, not the other way around, by hundreds of years. And obviously, when Al Gore puts it up on his big 60-foot panoramic view screen in his movie The Inconvenient Truth, what he is doing is he's separating carbon dioxide from temperature, so you can't see that carbon dioxide is following the temperature, not the other way around.
Let's tell a massive
Madison Avenue deception scheme.
Let's tell our listeners how they can get a hold of your DVD. We have them here. We mail them out daily. And for $15, we can put the DVD, Global Warming or Global Governance, in your mailbox. So just send $15, check, cash, or money order to Common Sense. Put Global Warming on there, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. $15 puts it in your mailbox. Okay, you know, I watched Mount St. Helens erupt. And, you know, a lot of people today can't remember that happening. They were born after Mount St. Helens.
Yes, that's true.
The younger generation. However, what does something like that have to do with the temperature?
Well, that's another perturbating factor, is that whenever you have Mount Pinatubo did the same thing, it puts materials up into the atmosphere, and they cause more cloud formation. They block a lot of the solar radiation, and the Earth cools because of those, too. In fact, you can see after Mount Pinatubo exploded that the Earth cooled almost a full degree for almost a year after that occurred. And it's due to the exploding volcano. So you have all kinds of these things going on in the Earth, and yet they're trying to get these supercomputers to model it, and so they can project out 100 years what's going to happen, when you have literally millions of different aspects relating with one another that affect our climate. And it's impossible. It's just impossible with the technology that we have today to be able to do that. And yet that is what the entire man-caused global warming scenario is built upon, is these computers.
You know,
I have that computer analysts and so forth that work in this arena tell us that in the DVD.
Let's, before we go to our callers, and we have several, bring in global governance here, because this is really about people control rather than Mother Nature, right?
Absolutely. In fact, when I was actually leading a multi-million-dollar research effort into global warming on our nation's ecosystems back in the 1990s, it became very obvious to me that this was being blown way out of proportion, and it's what caused me to leave that particular research. And one of the things that really disturbed me was the fact that it had every appearance, and I have shown and demonstrated it time and time again since then, that this is nothing more than a grand scheme at the global level by the money meisters, as you might want to call it, or their cartel, to get us to be afraid of what we're doing, so that if we pass the Kyoto Protocol, they will give them control over our economy. I boil it down as simple as that. The other side of the Kyoto Protocol, of course, is it requires us to pay off third world nations that are not polluting that much, in carbon credits and so forth, and it's a massive income redistribution plan. So the two things, a massive income redistribution plan as well as a mechanism to control our economy, because everything in our economy depends upon the combustion engine and transportation and so forth, and If we can control carbon dioxide, we can control the engine of our economy.
I saw just today, that in the state of California now, they're wanting to do away with the electric light bulb as we know it and go strictly to fluorescent lights. And they're using global warming. They say, oh, there's too many electric lights out there. Hey, it's warming the earth.
You know, and I wouldn't even be adverse to doing that if it made sense to do it, but it doesn't make sense to do it. First of all, the cost of the halogen lights or the fluorescent lights are so much more, and then every light has mercury in it, and you have to pay for that mercury both at the front end and when you dispose it. You just can't throw it in your trash can. You have to take it to a disposal site, and it's going to create, and most people won't, of course, and because they won't, it's going to create another ecological nightmare for us 20 years down the road. It's absurd. If you're really concerned about the environment, you would never force us to go to these neon lights.
Let's go to the telephones, not the neon lights. Mark in Illinois. Hi, Mark. You're up next. You're up first.
Hey, well, first, I'm a first-time caller, and actually, the first-time listener, and this show caught my common sense, just made so much sense, because I have been telling people since the 90s that this global warming, when Al Gore was the vice president, and he always touted that Kyoto Treaty, and it's just a lie. And they showed that show to my son in his eighth grade junior high class, An Inconvenient Truth. So when he walked in the door, he was all, you know, brainwashed, because that video it's really, if you look at it, to me, it's for the youth. And I just asked my son this simple question. I said, son, we live in Illinois. And I said, 11,500 years ago, there was a sheet of ice 1 mile thick right here where we are. And I can prove this to you with facts. And I said, how did it melt, son? And he looked at me and he said, global warming.
And I... Smart kid.
So,
you know, you really need to, I don't want to make you do anything, but you really do need to get this DVD. It's worth $30. I'm keeping it low in order for it to get mass distribution, and then start showing it to your friends, because it has some solid facts in there that'll blow your mind, and literally, even a skeptic, as long as they're not closed minded, even a skeptic will have to walk away scratching their head and wondering if this whole global warming scenario isn't false.
And we'll put it in your mailbox for $15, as we mentioned earlier. Just send $15 check, cash, or money order to Common Sense, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Go ahead, Mark.
I believe you. I'm an educated man. I've been around the world. I was actually in the Philippines when Mount Pinatubo erupted. And I remember talking to somebody that was out there that was a scientist, and he told me that all the emissions, you know, from one eruption, there's more emissions from one eruption than since the invention of the automobile. Every automobile ever produced in every industry ever produced will not produce as much pollution in the history of time than just one eruption.
And that's true. It literally is very, very true.
Okay, Mark, appreciate the call. Let's go to Rich. Hi, Rich. You're up next.
Yes, hi, Gary. Say, you know, it's interesting. This current warming is occurring right on schedule, because someone with degrees in history and archaeology and stuff like that, I have discovered that there's roughly an 1,100-year cycle of warming. If you go back in time, okay, the year 900 approximately, when the Vikings were spreading out over the North Atlantic, they found a place called Greenland in 1000, and they were raising crops there. Are many people raising crops in Greenland today? The same token, at the same time, France was passing laws against the importation of British wine. You want to go try going down to the corner store and buying some nice fine British wine today?
Hey, Rich, hang on a minute. We're going to take another commercial break. Stand by.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we have returned. Rich, going into the commercial break, you were talking about wine production.
Yeah, the whole idea that in the 12th century, the French passed a law regulating the importation of fine British wines. you get an idea that there's no such thing as British wines today because it's too cool and wet there to grow wine. If you even extend this back another 1,100 years to the time of the Roman Empire, coincidentally, the Roman Republic flourished just about the time that there was a global warming period then. And coincidentally, and when the world started getting colder, when there was this time, once again, called the Years Without Summer, it fell because the barbarians, who had been living very happily in Northern Europe and the steppes of Asia, suddenly were freezing their little butts off and decided they wanted to head south into the warm climates. And, you know, anybody who is totally ignorant of history, the way apparently a lot of these global warming people are, doesn't understand we're on an 1,100-year cycle and we're right on schedule.
Okay, Rich, yes, thanks for the call. Let's go to Craig. Hi, Craig. You're on the air. Hello, Craig.
Derry, recently saw on a national news article, believe it or not, on the national news, that a well-known meteorologist, and I cannot remember his name, did some studies in Antarctica. And he said there was actually a fraction of a percent cooling in the Antarctica.
Yes.
So
there is. And, you know, and one of the things that I use in showing how the ice sheet in Greenland is not shrinking is the fact that in 1942, a squadron of P-38s and bombers went across and were forced to land on the ice sheet of Greenland. and those are 268 feet below the surface of the ice right now. 268 feet when they finally found them back in the 1990s. That means that that much snow and ice has accumulated on top of them since 1942. And what you're seeing here in the Greenland ice cap is just melting along the edges. The very places where, as just was mentioned a moment ago, the Vikings used to have farms and so forth back in 1200 A.D. when it was much warmer than it is right now. And they were finally forced out in about 1400 A.D., about the same temperature that it is right now. So what we're seeing here is a return to much, much better climes. In fact, on the DVD, I go into great pains to show, interviewing other scientists and so forth, that carbon dioxide is a boon. It is a miracle gas for humankind as well as for the environment. When you have more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, everything does better. And instead, the EPA and so forth is about ready to claim it's a pollutant.
Right. This is one of the first things you learn in high school biology, that people breathe oxygen and they get it from the plant that needs carbon dioxide. We breathe out carbon dioxide. The plant uses it. It produces oxygen so we can live.
That's absolutely true. And a doubling of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere would probably increase food production. Now, I'm talking about food production. This is your average crops and so forth by anywhere from 20 to 40%.
Okay, let's take another break, Doc. Dr. Michael, we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
But now, most of my listeners know G.B. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's Dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfection, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime, and they take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers, they're good people, they wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith. And they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices inched up Thursday on a weak dollar and $77 oil prices. Gold closed in New York up 80 cents to $664.60 an ounce. Silver rose 7 cents to $12.95 an ounce. In the summer months, physical buying is quite slow and prices tend to weaken. In the next 4 to 6 weeks, we're probably going to trade largely sideways, reports James Moore, metal analyst at thebulliondesk.com. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
We're in the home stretch here, Dr. Michael Kaufman, talking about your DVD, Global Warming or Global Governance. And as we've mentioned, we can put it in your mailbox for $15. Just send check, cash, or money order to Common Sense, Global Warming, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Now, let's spend a little more time talking about global governance, because I think this is highly important. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left. Most people, immediately when you talk about how the elite try, and with the elite we're talking here, I'm talking at least about the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the people that are actually behind the false political agenda that you see on national television all of the time.
Yes.
But immediately you are dubbed as a conspiracy nut But explain that just a little bit as to what's happening, because, ladies and gentlemen, it is happening.
Well, you know, that's very interesting, Derry, because I realized that going into this. How do I put this across so that we don't sound like nuts? And what I have done is I've used congressmen, I've used senators, I've used interviews on CNN, I've used Lou Dobbs and others to show exactly what is happening. It's all out there. You see it regularly on the evening news and so forth. You just don't know what you're looking at. And I have organized it in a way to show you exactly what's happening so that you can understand that there is a huge, huge agenda by the financial elite, the banks and the IMF and that sort of thing, to begin to bring about control over the economy of the world and the peoples of the world. They want to control every aspect of our lives. And this is what's being shown in the, what the congressmen are saying, what the senators are saying, what CNN is saying, and so forth, even though they don't know exactly what they're saying when they say it, if you understand what I'm saying. But when you understand it in the context, it's very, very obvious, and I take it down step by step as to how this is being implemented so that the person who is very skeptical and would look at us otherwise as black helicopter nuts would begin to understand that there really is a huge agenda out there. And that's why they're trying to ram this global man-caused global warming garbage down our throats, because they want control over the U.S. economy. And the Kyoto Protocol is the way to do it.
You know, I remember the Kyoto Protocol was discussed. That's one, when I started the talk show some 13 years ago, that's one of the first things we started learning about was the Kyoto Protocol. And
yes.
What year did that happen? Do you remember?
1997.
Okay, that was about the time we started the talk show. People in America have no idea what it means. People in other countries do. And again, if you watch this Link TV, they'll talk about it regularly. But nevertheless, it's going to amount to the fact that it's going to ruin our economy as we know it. Do you agree
yes.
to that?
Absolutely. In fact, it would require us to reduce our energy consumption by about 30%, roll it back to 1990 levels and below, and that would just devastate our economy. The only way out of it is to buy these energy credits from third world nations so that we can continue to produce automobiles and so forth in the United States, but at an extreme cost, and that cost then goes to feeding the fat cows and so forth in these third world nations that are dictators.
Also, we could see how this would affect us as far as the gasoline prices are concerned.
Absolutely.
Do you think this $3 gasoline has anything to do with this whole thing?
I am convinced that it is. I don't have any evidence to that effect, but I am convinced. Well, let's look at the one of the primary reasons we're having it is the fact that we haven't had any construction of refineries and so forth for, what, 30 years or something in the United States. There are just a few of them being coming online right now. And we don't have the capacity. That was by design. The environmentalists, the Sierra Club, I have records of the Sierra Club forcing that political consideration of making it so difficult to build refineries and so forth and electrical facilities back in the 1980s. That they just weren't built. They were too expensive and so forth. And now we're paying the price.
And we're going to be paying the price here if we don't get off the air. It's just about time for me to hear from Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Happy Trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
A message for all homeowners and